Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name. My name is Jody, and I will be, Lord willing, sharing the Word of God with you as you, if you call in this week. And I trust that God is going to speak clearly to you through different brothers that share on this ministry, and I know that God is faithful to do that. So thank you for calling in and for your time here. And I know it is not a waste of anybody's time, because we are reading the Word of God, which is really the most precious thing that we can ever have in our possession. And I know that you probably know some of this, but most of the world today does not have God's Word written in their language. And so oftentimes we take for granted that we have actually the Bible in our hands and can read. And I don't know about you, but I feel that all too many times I neglect this great treasure that we have in God's Word. And the Bible talks about all aspects of life and every thing and situation that any humans could ever face. I believe everything that we could ever encounter, God has written something about it for our benefit. And so it's a great pleasure that I have to be able to share with you the Word of God, which is the Word of life, and it is the truth. And we live in a day when truth is a very hard thing to come by. There's very little truth today, but God's Word has always been truth and always will be, and so I take comfort in that. And I'd like to read to you one of the Psalms. This is Psalm 46, and I just want to read that whole psalm to you. It's a short little psalm. It's only got 11 verses. And I'd like to read that and just give a little comment here about a current situation that we face in our day today. And I'll begin verse 1 of Psalm 46. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. I want to just pause right there. That's the first three verses. And, you know, whenever the Bible has the word Selah there, and I don't know the Greek or the whatever the written language was of the time, but this Selah here, my understanding here of the scriptures, is it means to pause and think about it. Just think about what you just read. Meditate on it. Think of what's just been said. And I would like to put this in a very real situation. I know most of you probably heard something about the hostages that are in Haiti right now. It's been a week now for these people, some missionaries there. And, you know, when you have a trial or when you face something that's difficult, the Word of God becomes alive. And I don't doubt with all of those that are there, I believe there's 17 of them, and I know they're not all adults, but surely somebody has thought of and has meditated on this very particular passage right here, because their world, their whole world is upside down right now. You can only imagine what they'd be going through. But thankfully, through some CAM updates and what's happening over there, these captives are the people who were abducted. They are trying to share and show the love of Jesus towards those that are trying to get gain by their hostage. And so I'm really thankful for that. But I just was thinking about them as we pray for them. Let's pray that God would be there, that they would be able to sense in a very real way that God is their refuge and their strength. He is a very present help in trouble. And I am sure that these passages and ones like them are coming to life in their situation and in their loved ones, their families that are back here in the United States. And so as we read, I just want you to be thinking about maybe there's trials you face. Maybe it's nothing like being abducted and being held ransom. But we face trials. We all face trials. There's not any human being that does not. And so it's good for us, whether it's big or small. God is no respecter of how big or small the trial is. He's always there. I believe that. I wouldn't try to convince you otherwise if I didn't believe it. I see that God is a very faithful creator, and he's very loving towards us, and he's wanting to be there for us in any situation we face. So as we think about his presence being with us in those trials, it's a wonderful thing. Even though the earth would be removed and the mountains carried into the midst of the sea and the waters raging and roaring and being troubled and the shaking of the mountains, God is still right there. You know, that's a scary time. That what's just been listed would be something magnificent happening that would be frightening. I'll begin reading again in verse 4. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Again, he's describing different things, how God is the author of peace. You know, when he's talking about a river, the streams that make glad the city of God, it's the holy place of the Most High, that God is right there in the midst of her, and that will not be moved. Everything else can be moving, shaking, and falling apart. God never does. And God is there to help right early, it says. Even though the heathens rage and the kingdoms are all in uproar, God utters his voice and the earth melts. And then he caps that with the Lord of hosts, the God that we read about in the Bible. He is with us. The God of Jacob. You remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob became the father of the 12 sons of the 12 tribes of Israel. He is our refuge, a place of shelter. And again, Selah. Think about that. Just think about the goodness of God and how he is there for us, no matter what the situation. Maybe you know somebody that is suffering with a sickness or other things. Maybe the COVID thing has really disturbed a lot of people. I don't know, but whatever the situation, God is there, and our lives are in his hands, his control, and always will be. And if we yield ourselves to him, we will find a great blessing in that. We'll find him to be our refuge, a place where we can take shelter and be encouraged. Verse 8 here, Psalm 46, come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. And then verse 10, I love verse 10. I like to be able to ask myself the question, can you do this? Verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. And that's half of the verse. I just want to stop there for just a moment. Be still and know that I am God. I know that I have shared this passage before here at Fountain of Life Ministries. It is a wonderful passage to revisit and to meditate and read often. So I don't apologize for going back through this with you. It's been a while. But I want you to ask yourself the question as you read down through these verses, and I encourage you to do so, to read through this week. Go through this and just read it and meditate on it. Can you be still? Can you be still and know that God is still on his throne? No matter what you're facing, no matter what is happening in the world today that we're facing, can you say, I know God is in control, and I don't have any fears about what's going to happen, because God can handle it. He can take care of it. And so I need to ask myself that question very often. Can I do that? Then he says here after that, he says, the next part of verse 10, same verse, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And then verse 11, the last verse, it says, again, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Again, take time to think about what we just read. We know that God's word is true. And I trust that as you're calling in, you're receiving a blessing because different brothers are sharing the word of God. This is like the manna that the children of Israel would read about. As they were wandering in the wilderness, God fed them manna every day, 40 years. God was so faithful, he gave them bread from heaven. And that's what the word of God is. It's like bread from heaven. It's food for our soul. And so I just encourage you, as I've done before, read God's word and let God do the transforming work in your life that he does through his word and by his Holy Spirit. And you will receive the blessing and you will be able to say with the psalmist here, yes, indeed, God is my refuge and strength, and he is help, a very present help in time of trouble. And so I hope that you can meditate on this throughout the week here and to be able to ask yourself the questions as you read down through. Am I able to do this with the psalmist? Am I able to take these words to heart and apply that in my own life, in the life of my loved ones, my family, those that I care about? And as we pray, let's ask God to do the miracle of bringing life to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, through his word, by his Holy Spirit. And I trust that God is doing that in your life, and he's wanting to bless you abundantly. And God bless you for calling in, and may the Lord God, the God of Jacob, be our refuge and strength. God bless you.